Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The UN Human Rights Office said on Friday that nearly 70% of the Palestinian fatalities it has verified in the Gaza war were women and children, condemning what it called a systemic violation of international human rights law. Israel categorically rejected the report. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The UN tally since the start of the war includes only fatalities it has managed to verify with three sources, and counting continues. So the 8,119 Palestinian victims verified by early September is a much lower number than the toll of more than 40,000 at that time provided by Gaza's health authorities. But the UN breakdown backs the Palestinian assertion that women and children represent a large proportion of those killed. Jeremy Lawrence, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said in many instances the killings of civilians could amount to war crimes.
If committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack directed against a civilian population, further to a state or organisational policy, these violations may constitute crimes against humanity.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The Israeli defense minister officially steps down. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has officially stepped down in a ceremony that replaced him with Israel Katz, the former foreign minister, after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired Gallant earlier this week. Israel has been rocked by Gallant's dismissal, with the news setting off mass protests across the country. Many in Israel view Gallant as the sole moderate voice in a far-right government. Israel Katz, his replacement, currently serves as foreign minister and is a long-time Netanyahu loyalist and veteran cabinet minister. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. New details emerge from an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump before Tuesday's election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City says an unnamed leader in Iran's Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact to put together a plan last month to track and ultimately assassinate Donald Trump. The contact's been identified as Farzad Shakari, who was told if he couldn't develop a plot by then, the Iranian official would wait until after the election, thinking it would be easier to reach Trump then if he had lost. Federal officials have been describing ongoing efforts by Iran to target U.S. government officials, including Trump, on U.S. soil. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of supporters of Bangladesh's BNP, once the largest opposition party during former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's rule, rallied in the capital Dhaka on Friday, demanding Hasina's trial and the holding of general elections. Bangladesh's International Crimes Tribunal last month issued an arrest warrant for Hasina, citing her alleged involvement in mass killings during violent protests that erupted earlier this year. Amsterdam banned demonstrations for 3 days from Friday after overnight attacks on Israeli soccer supporters by what the mayor called anti-Semitic hit-and-run squads. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
Videos on social media showed riot police intervening in clashes, with some attackers shouting anti-Israeli slurs. Police said 62 suspects were detained after the game as pro-Palestinian demonstrators tried to reach the Johan Cruyff Arena, even though the city had forbidden a protest there. Some footage also showed Maccabi Tel Aviv supporters chanting anti-Arab slogans before Thursday evening's match. Earlier in the day, hundreds of Maccabi fans gathered ahead of their match with Ajax Amsterdam, traditionally identified as a Jewish club. Many set off flares and chanted in the streets. Some fans were heard singing "Let the IDF win" and directing swear words at Arabs. Demonstrations have now been banned through the weekend, and police have been given emergency stop and search powers in response to the unrest.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Ireland's President Michael Higgins has dissolved Parliament to clear the way for a November 29th election that will determine who controls the government. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris, who had to call for an election by March, had announced the date on Wednesday. A historic coalition government led by Harris's Fine Gael party and its rival Fianna Fáil has been in power since the 2020 race ended in a virtual dead heat. The two parties that arose from opposing sides of Ireland's 1920 civil war put aside differences to share power, shutting out the left-wing nationalist Sinn Féin party that had won the largest share of votes. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.